I'm Manoj Thomas. I'm a professor of marketing in the Samuel Curtis Johnson Graduate School of Management at the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business. I'm a behavioral scientist specializing in consumer behavior. Specifically, I study the unconscious mental processes that influence consumer judgment and decision-making. For over a decade now, I have been studying the psychology of price evaluations. We all make several price evaluations every day, every week. Whether you're buying your lunch at your workplace, or doing your weekly grocery shopping, or buying a car, you have to decide whether the price is right, or is it too high, or is it suspiciously low. Now, how exactly do you make these price evaluations? It turns out that these price evaluations are influenced by unconscious mental processes that we are not even aware of. Subtle changes in the price description or the product description can have not so subtle effects on your perception and your evaluation of the price. In this new research, we look at how the ease of visualizing quantity can influence your price evaluations. When shoppers can easily visualize the quantity being sold, they are willing to pay more for the product. This research project was led by Arnaud Monnier, who's a doctoral student at Cornell. In fact, this was Arnaud's dissertation project, so much of the credit goes to him. Imagine you are shopping on Amazon.com for snacks. You see a multi-pack of Lay's chips. Each multi-pack has 14 snack bags, and each snack bag has 1 ounce. How should Amazon describe this multi-pack on its webpage? Here are two options. Description A, 14 ounces of chips. Description B, 14 snack bags of chips. We found that when 14 snack bags are more salient, shoppers can visualize the quantity more easily. So they are willing to pay a higher price. But when 14 ounces are made more salient, the shoppers are not able to easily make sense of the quantity. This reduces the price that they're willing to pay. This finding has obvious implications for consumer welfare. If you are a consumer, you should be more aware and more vigilant about how subtle information framing can affect your spending decisions. These findings also have important implications for policymakers. I think government agencies should come up with clearer and more specific guidelines for quantity descriptions. And if you are a researcher like me, this is yet another finding showing how suggestible and how pliable our purchase decisions are.